ICE sends a small army of heavily armed agents to parade around a largely empty MacArthur Park, and LA's mayor was none too pleased.
I'm not going to get used to it. I'm not going to get used to it because last I checked, I was elected to be mayor of the city. That did not include a federal takeover.
Today marks the six-month anniversary of the outbreaks of the Eaton and Palisades fire, and lots of people are none too pleased about the pace of rebuilding.
6 months is a hell of a long time. If you've lost your home, and you've lost your community, and you've lost your school, 6 months is an enormous amount of time. How much time should we give people?
Welcome to the post-July 4th holiday hangover edition of the LA Local for Monday, July 7th, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. Glad to be back with you guys after taking last week off. Does anyone else need a post-holiday vacation? I certainly do. On today's Local, ICE takes a leisurely walk around MacArthur Park, apparently trying to recreate Trump's military parade. ICE agents staking out a Glendale hospital leads to major questions about whether there are any safe spaces left for migrants. And the six-month anniversary of the Palisades and Eaton fires brings a tough accounting about the pace and scope of the rebuilding and recovery efforts. Let's start with the scene at MacArthur Park this morning, and let's be frank here. It was a weird flex to parade around several dozen ICE and Border Patrol dudes, masked up, armed to the teeth, through a largely empty park. Several summer camps were forced to clear kids out of the way so ICE could look tough. By all accounts, there were no arrests because, aside from those aforementioned camp kids, the park was largely empty. Migrants have been steering clear of MacArthur Park for weeks, fearful of exactly this type of thing playing out. So let's start with the Border Patrol chief who is overseeing immigration raids in LA. Gregory Bovino told Fox 11 that the raids will continue and dismissed criticisms of this morning's tough guy operation.
The federal government is not leaving LA. I don't work for Karen Bass. The federal government doesn't work for Karen Bass. We're going to be here till that mission's accomplished.
He says his agents will go anywhere, anytime they want in Los Angeles and may well go back to MacArthur Park. Chief Bovino also says, in his words, illegal aliens had the opportunity to self-deport. Now we'll help things along a bit. Mayor Bass has called the park operation outrageous and un-American. Here's more from our Pete Demetrio.
At one point during a news conference, images were shown of a skirmish line of ICE agents moving through MacArthur Park but not making arrests. Mayor Karen Bass said she was there during the incident, spoke with the head of Customs and Border Protection on the phone, and minutes later the sweep was over. But the mayor's take was the event was absolutely unnecessary.
I don't think the goal is to detain. I think the goal is to spread fear. I think that's what it is. It's to terrorize Angelenos. It's to say to immigrants that are in our city of immigrants that they need to stay home. They shouldn't go to work. They shouldn't go to school because we're coming after you.
Councilmember Marquise Harris-Dawson threw a verbal shot at CBP.
This morning looked like a staging for a TikTok video.
Yep.
And what we say to Border Patrol is the council, if you want to film in LA, you should apply for a film permit like everybody else and stop trying to scare the bejesus out of everybody who lives in this great city.
Dawson went on to say ICE's actions are costing the city and the state millions of dollars in economic damage daily. Aside from the comments, the mayor and others said they'll continue actions they deem necessary to help end the ICE raids in the city, with the primary focus being legal challenges in court.
All of this seems extremely heavy in theater and performative actions and pretty thin in substance. Today's showboating at MacArthur Park and all of these raids, frankly, sweeping up gardeners and day laborers and factory workers. Anyways, let's go over to Glendale, where community groups rallied together against ICE agents being at a local hospital. It's where they brought a Sherman Oaks woman who's now recovering from a medical emergency she suffered in the midst of an earlier ICE raid. Our Karen Adams was there.
Meligro Solis Portillo is here at Dignity Health Glendale Memorial after suffering a medical emergency last Thursday when ICE agents got her from her Sherman Oaks home, but also here, ICE contractors.
I'm disgusted, and there's not even any due process going on. So I'm very concerned about all of these things happening. But my place of work is to provide a safe space for people to get the care they need and be taken care of. And if ICE and their designees are waiting around to scoop people up, that's not acceptable.
Sandy Redding is a Dignity Health nurse.
Private property.
Immigration attorney Sarah Houston tried to get into the lobby but was blocked by security during the rally for Portillo. She says the presence of ICE is creating a frightening environment for all at the hospital.
It's so obvious. The goal is to harm people, and people have died in ICE custody in the last month. Okay? There's been several deaths in Miami. I've heard of deaths maybe even in this state.
She says because of Portillo's medical condition, she won't survive in ICE custody.
From ICE theatrics to an important anniversary, Today marks 6 months since the Eaton and Palisades fires broke out in Altadena and Pacific Palisades, respectively, devastating some of LA County's oldest and most established neighborhoods. It was a good opportunity to gauge the progress, or lack thereof, of rebuilding efforts. Governor Newsom was down in Pasadena to mark the anniversary. He says that it's been the fastest fire recovery in history.
Recovery, after all, is what defines us. It's not what happens to us, it's how we respond to what happens to us. And it's that response that I wanted to just briefly highlight here today. As was noted, the bishop, one of the beneficiaries of some debris removal, this has been the fastest fire recovery in terms of debris removal in modern history. I'll remind you that this process began to unfold the second phase of debris removal after the hazardous debris removal was removed within 30 days after the initiation of the fire. That second phase began on February 11th.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says 12,000 homes were destroyed and more than 9,500 homes were included in the cleanup. So that's one perspective on the pace of rebuilding. And here's another. Businessman, developer, and one-time L.A. mayoral candidate Rick Caruso remains very critical of the long-term plan for quickly and efficiently rebuilding from the fires. He talked with our Margaret Carrero, who started out by asking about the promises from Newsom and Bass to move fast in granting permits and clearing away red tape to rebuild.
Have they followed through on their promises?
Well, listen, as we're sitting here for 6 months, if you take a look at a metric, and let me just say, I agree with the governor that it's been a very impressive effort by the Army Corps of Engineering of getting the debris removed from Altadena, Palisades, and Malibu. They were ahead of schedule, great efficiency. I called that out today in a post complimenting them on that. In terms of clearing the table of red tape, expediting building permits, making it easy for residents to pull permits to build a home, not at all. Very difficult. You've got thousands of homes that have been destroyed. I think in LA City, in the Palisades, you got less than 100 permits have been issued. The county is the same. And we get complaints constantly. You know, I formed Steadfast LA of people trying to get through the building permit process, and it's taking months and months and months to do it. They've got to have an expedited schedule. And we need, as we were promised by the mayor, there should be somebody in charge of the recovery. We had a recovery czar. That recovery czar was gone 90 days ago. Nobody else has been appointed. And I just feel, and I think most people feel, there's a lack of making this a priority to get people moved back into their community.
Is it fair to criticize, though, the rebuilding efforts so early in the process? After all, we are just 6 months removed, I mean, from an unprecedented destruction that we saw in two of LA County's oldest neighborhoods.
6 months is a hell of a long time. If you've lost your home and you've lost your community and you've lost your school, 6 months is an enormous amount of time. How much time should we give people? There isn't a location that I'm aware of in the Palisades or Altadena where you can go to one location and have all the city departments supporting you to get your home rebuilt, to get your power turned back on, to get questions answered. Is there any place that you can go at KNX to learn what the status of the rebuilding effort is or how many permits have been issued? There's no dashboard. There's no transparency. It's an enormous amount of time. Much more can be done. I mean, listen, I'm in the business of building, so I know what it takes. But we've got a whole city and full of departments of people that need to be deployed to support this. You've got schools to rebuild, churches, parks, community centers. None of that is happening right now. The schools, I'll give a shout out to LA Unified. You know, they're moving at a very quick rate. I compliment them. And we've been working with them at Steadfast and getting the high school reopened and getting Marquez Elementary reopened.
So when you talk
to residents and you ask them if they feel like they've got the support in the city to get rebuilt.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I did not lose my home, so I do not know what these folks are going through. You had mentioned that you are, obviously, you're a developer, you're in the business. If we could wave a magic wand and make you the czar of rebuilding in both Altadena and the Palisades, now that, you know, the debris removal has been taken care of and the cleanup, what would your blueprint be for speeding up the process?
Well, you have everybody located in the Palisades. Let's just take Palisades. All the city departments have representatives in the Palisades. Right now, they're asking people to drive across town to go do that, which makes no sense. bring people back to where their homes are. If you're rebuilding exactly what you had there, which we know many people are, it's stamped approved. That should take a matter of hours, not months, right? And there should be an expedited system for building anything there, not this plus 10%. Whatever you're building, as long as it's within zoning, you should be expedited within 30 days to get plan check approval and move along. You should be expedited in getting your utilities reconnected and moved along. These aren't complicated things, and it's frankly not rocket science. We don't have a plan yet that's been issued by, as far as I know, the county, or certainly not the city, on undergrounding the power lines. We got a promise. There's been rhetoric. When is it going to be done? And when's it going to be finished? You'd want to know that before you're rebuilding your home. And like I said, there's nobody in charge of the recovery. Why hasn't somebody been appointed for that when it's been promised to us? So you'd want a logistics plan of moving people in and out of these areas to make sure that the traffic is managed properly. But I tell you, honestly, what you have here is I think there's just a lack of understanding and ability at an executive level to put a lot of moving parts together in order to support a massive rebuilding effort. It is a massive rebuilding effort, but it can be done. And it can be done no different than the Army Corps that had very strong logistics executed months ahead of schedule. The city has had a lot of time to be prepared for this. And frankly, I think they're flat-footed. I know they are, because you don't see the progress out there.
All right, Rick Caruso, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time and your insight on all of this. Thank you so much.
All the best. Thanks.
All righty.
Well, 6 months ain't much, but it ain't nothing. Keep it tuned to KNX for regular updates on the futures of Altadena and the Palisades. This has been the LA Local for Monday, July 7th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Stay cool out there, Southern California. An early summer heat wave is coming. See you tomorrow.